Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Gosha from Cosmic Agency. In today's video, we are going to talk a little bit with Varu, me and Robert, with Varu, about how we can possibly change our past with the intention of our minds. Because in the last video, Varu was explaining how with the ships, they can influence the past, change, alter some events in the past in order to change the course of the future. So this was with the technology, with their time traveling technology. But here in this video, I will share with you a conversation we had with her about how this can be done just with the use of our mind, our will, and our intention and imagination. This is going to be very interesting because all of us have certain memories that we wish we didn't have, or some things that happened that we wish we could erase. So there is going to be something in this video that I think could serve you as a tool, as a possible tool, in order to, if not necessarily eradicate those memories, but apply a certain system. You will see what I mean. To that memory, okay? So enjoy the video and I will see you at the end for my final comments. Enjoy.
Yes, you can change the past. But for you, yourself, everything is perception. And yes, I can talk about how to change your past without ships. Only with meditation or consciousness, intention and your own will. It is foolishness for some, truth for others. For example, your mom will still remember when she lost you in a department store when you were 5, because she is trapped in that line. But you may have taken the decision to change your past this point and ignore it or change it for a new one. A new memory. You don't have to forget the other traumatic memory, because your past, your memories, are the base for all your unconscious shadows. As Carl Jung said, what you repress will emerge later as destiny, because in one form or another, you are the consequence of your past actions. How exactly can we change the past without ships? With intention, okay, but how precisely? You have to understand the situation you want to change as best as you can. Face it using the shadow method or shadow work. Face that traumatic past head on, even if remembering the negative event destroys you from the inside. With that, we then think about how things should have been. You take the simplest, or as simple as possible, alternate and imaginary past, because the unconscious is simple, and replace the event with a neutral or credible positive one. Make it yours. With repetition, begin to associate the date and context with a new memory, and not with the negative event. You may say that this is false, that it is a false memory implanted, that you are denying yourself, entering into denial. But it is not false. The past is gone. You are just what you are today, and your memories, whatever they are true for you. Do not enter into fights with other people's memories, as it only validates the part they remember, which is the one you want to erase. As you already have done shadow work, you accept why other people remember that part. You already come from an alternate future designed by you. You know that the negative happened to you too, but you also know that not only that happened to you, but that there is an infinite amount of variants of that same event than what your fellows remember. but you choose to see and come from a positive alternative event. Because either way, and as everything already is, you are only holding an alternative memory from your life's quantum field. It is not a false implanted memory by you using empty imagination. What you are doing is taking a part from your other you, from one of your other timelines, and you insert it in your present. This is thinking scalarly. What you think is, as imagination does not create anything. You only pull what is in the other timeline. You are scalar, multidimensional. The others remember whatever they remember. You know that this too is valid. But you don't have to live there with that. Just as you don't have to live remembering the moment that car ran over you when you were 7. Isn't there a danger to develop schizophrenia here? In taking memories of others' me, different sub-personalities, each with a different past memory? This 3D is dangerous. The field is not as clean for experiments and psychological exercises as in 5D, perhaps. Or this danger doesn't exist. For example, my past in Poland. I rewrite my past to where my father didn't drink much alcohol. But I go there and see him get drunk. And then come the memories of the past when he did it. It can cause some psychological disturbance, can't it? Feeling schizophrenic. That is why you must do shadow work, but in extreme, the way that few dare to. Agree to the troublesome past. You go to Poland and remember your past with a father who drank a lot. That, too, is your past. But if you've already accepted it, why do you still need to take memories from other timelines? You just accept it. It is okay. You accept it and you don't deny it. But you also do not deny your alternate inserted past. And do not deny that a car ran over you when you were 7. You are it all. But you choose what you will perceive, what you will live. You can accept it or fetch other memories. It is just another tool. You decide what works best for you. And you mentioned schizophrenia. Yes, you become like that. But who told you that this was bad? Well, I imagine that extreme schizophrenia is not something positive. Be one person one moment and then change to another 5 minutes later that remembers nothing that the first person said. There are extreme cases like that. I don't think that it would be positive. In fact, I think that there isn't even a person inside there anymore, only different entities taking control. Because it is not under your control, therefore the shadow work. You always have to be in control. Wear your masks when necessary, when in public, when in family, because you can't show yourself as you are in that society. But this is not schizophrenia as it is here on Earth. There are extreme cases here. One personality talks, then leaves, another enters, does not remember the first. It is not under control. It is blocked by neurosis. Neurosis as a lack of control over traumas, adverse reactions to the social. I do not agree with the definitions of mental illnesses on Earth. For me, there are none, only maladjusted. These people often just have access to other realities, but they don't know it. They do not control it, and it is perceived as a problem. They are told that it is not reality and that they are fighting against the impossible. It is only a mental illness when it goes against the interests of a society. That is, when a person with a syndrome of any kind no longer perceives reality according to the agreements and parameters of a majority. Ergo, they are outside of that matrix. From the point of view of what is accepted on Earth, the two of you are not sane, comments Robert. There you are absolutely right, Sparu. But with these insertions of other pasts in your life, are you altering the past of other people or not? In the case of Gosha, she would see a father who didn't drink. Would that change her father? Yes, exactly. With that, I don't affect the reality of other people, right? My present father will not change from alcoholic to non-alcoholic. You only alter your past. Not even with a ship do you alter others' past. This is the problem and the why the Sand Clock missions do not serve any purpose. They only work for those who jump. But nobody can jump for someone else. It is individual work. That is what I mean. It can cause psychological discomfort having different memories in you now and seeing another father, how he behaves, not according to your new memories. Your perception could filter his current behavior with that of the memory implanted by you. So you would see your father with new eyes. You would no longer see the memories of the alcoholic, but others more. In your perception, he has changed. But the only one that has changed is you. The past does not exist. And when it did, it too was just a perception. So why do you give it more value over a happier memory that you choose? Everything is perception. There is no objective hard reality. Comments Robert. But a bad decision made in the past may take its toll for your whole life. For example, those who ask a bank for loans. That too is perception. You choose that it will be so. Your bad decision has made it so that you live in the slums of Sri Lanka. You remember they promised you a job that turned out to be a scam, and you couldn't go home. It happened 17 years ago. And you ended up living in Sri Lanka repairing fishing boats. Or you can build another story around it that explains why you decided to live it, something happier. And with that, you will also have the freedom not to be in loops of negative thoughts, keeping you locked in a life dynamic that you do not like. Your starship broke down and you were trapped in Sri Lanka. You wait for the rescue. In the meantime, look how that little man has become your best friend, and the sick street dog that you saved that now accompanies you. You have the beach, the palm trees, your inner peace, which a simple life gives you. Constant negative thoughts indicate a victim's mentality, constantly blaming others around you and the universe for your misfortunes. That is why this exercise of inner work serves you, to free yourself from the thoughts associated with the negative event. To implant or insert a memory can also be done with hypnosis therapy. Wow, okay, Svaru, all this is so interesting. Thank you. We will share it in the video. Thank you. Until soon.
Well, how did you like this? Very interesting, right? You can share your comments and your opinions down there in the box below in the comments. Now, all this practice and this technique of inserting memories from our other us somewhere in the ether is based on the idea and on the fact that our existence is not defined and limited to just this specific identity. That's how we perceive and animate our temporal line and our temporal perception and identity. But in fact, we are scalar beings, which means multidimensional, multi-density. We are ether itself. And in that ether space-time, we are all of us happening at the same time. So all of possible experiences are happening to us at this very moment. So it's not a matter of inserting a false memory or cheating ourselves and lying to ourselves and denying. It's just aligning ourselves with that other part of our consciousness that is already living that other experience, and just bringing it here and merging with that memory as ours, because it is ours. At some point in time, space, in ether, it is us. It is ours. We are not lying to ourselves. As Varu said, everything in the past is perception. It's not there anymore, really, from our point of view right now. So why give more value to what we think happened to another experience that also happened somewhere within our range of consciousness? So when your friends tell you, no, you are delusional, this didn't happen, that happened. No, it's not that they lie. It's not that you lie. Acknowledge what they are saying. Yes, it did happen from their perspective, from their timeline, but you are choosing, you are accepting that happened as well. That negative thing happened as well. Yes, okay, it happened, but now I am choosing consciously as a scalar being to fuse myself and look and observe a different portion of myself, a different outcome of that situation that I am imagining. And now this is very important here. Imagining is not lying or inventing or coming up with something that didn't happen or is not happening. Imagination is actually going and tuning yourself into the ether, into that quantic field, and actually taking something from there that is already there. And it appears in your mind as imagination, but it's not really imagination. Imagination is the key to even retrieving your memories of past lives. I remember some time ago I was talking to them about, oh my gosh, how do I retrieve my memory? I don't remember anything of my past 5D existence. And one of them told me this advice, and he said, try imagination. Imagine yourself on the ship. Imagine yourself on the planets doing whatever. That's going to guide you. That's going to guide you and trigger your memory. So going back to inserting the memories, I think it's a very, very, very interesting tool that I have never considered myself. It's an interesting practice. You can go and have fun with this technique and see what happens. I think it's fascinating. The next video that I will publish, I did announce that a long time ago. It's going to be about positronic energy. Okay, the positronic energy coming from the sun, from the center of the galaxy, what's going on with the positronic energy that supposedly is raising the frequency of the Earth, and not only. So that, and after that, if everything goes according to the plan, because sometimes I have a plan, but then other videos that I need to publish need to come out in the process. So the next video according to the plan will be, I will share with you the conversation we had with Dor Kalel, our Tibetan friend, pilot. It's not going to be really a conversation. It's going to be him describing every single detail of the flight. From the very beginning, when he turns on the engines and going into space, what he needs to do, how he feels, what he sees, what he does. It's amazing detail, and he loves what he does. He's very passionate about flying, so it's going to be very interesting for you, I'm sure. So thank you very much for watching, and I'm